Well, I don't know if any of you watched any of the legal team of President Trump in a hearing yesterday on election integrity or lack thereof. Yesterday in the state of Arizona, they moved today to Pennsylvania, presenting evidence and witnesses one after another, went on all day long. I would suggest if you missed it, you at least go back and listen to the, I think he was the first or second witness, professional witness or testimony in reference to the algorithms and the evidence that is overwhelming. And at one point in time, he turned to the camera and said, President Trump, if you're watching, please don't stop, because every county in the country needs to be held accountable. There's no doubt about it. I would tell you to today, I'm going to have Matt Staver. He's president and founder of Liberty Council. Liberty Council, an incredible organization that helps people. It's a ministry that helps people fight and protect against religious liberty violations. And they are a great organization. It's basically a nonprofit ministry law firm made up of Christian attorneys all around the country. They have an office in Washington, D.C. Their main office is in Florida, and they help people around the country. He is also involved in hearings and giving testimony. He was preparing for a hearing. He was preparing yesterday, I know, for a hearing in one of the states that he was going to present an argument, oral argument on. So he is an amazing guy, and he knows this stuff inside and out. So I'm excited to have him on. So he'll be on today, 9:30, and we'll probably replay that tomorrow in the second hour, and then on Thursday on the third hour. But you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a good interview. Listen, we can't get lulled to sleep. The media continues to try to lull us asleep. The party-run media, which is trying to continue their campaign on propaganda and planning inaugural balls for Joe Biden, is at best comical. But, you know, it is sad to see what is going on and what is happening. And we got to stay away from it. Don't watch it. It's Newsmax and One America News. That's where you can get your news. You can go to OANN.com and see their news there and what is going on. But if you don't have it on your TV, in your cable network, where you don't have Newsmax, but you get a lot of information watching that. It's the only place you can find the truth. It's not in Fox anymore. As a matter of fact, I read a report yesterday that Fox has lost over 50% of their viewership. You talk about falling off the cliff. So don't be counting on that, because you're not going to hear the truth there. They are joining in the propaganda machine, at least on their news. I'm not talking about some of their evening hosts. It was interesting. Yesterday, I was watching Newsmax, and two Fox News anchors were working now for Newsmax. Pretty amazing. So, and doing a show at 2 o'clock in the afternoon there. But anyway, lots going on. We'll watch it very closely, but don't get complacent. We've got to be praying. If you have slipped out of your fervent prayer, get back into it. Get your prayers on and be fervent about the praying that we need to do for this nation, for this country, obviously, and for this president, his family. And most importantly, we need to be praying for Supreme Court justices and federal judges everywhere. So we need to be all over that. General Flynn, who has been pardoned by the president, one of the best moves. He is back working, investigating and working with the Department of Defense, says China has backed the Democratic Party's election efforts. And he'll be presenting two here in the next few weeks. So look, there is so much happening, and we've got to get our America back. We've got to save our country. Everybody that testified yesterday seemed to say, look, if we lose this election, there will never be another one, and there won't be. I suspect Matt Staver is going to say the same. But we can't lose this election. We've got to continue to fight. And we can go for into January if we have to, believe it or not. So we don't have to have answers soon, but we've got to keep praying. It's just what I said, not that I made any kind of special prediction or anything. But the day after the election on Wednesday on the air, I said, look, maybe all of this God is going to use to expose the corruption of this party. And that looks exactly like what he is doing. So stay tuned and watch all that. And please, please stay in prayer. All right, the markets, we're not going to expect anything. I don't think there's going to be a lot of volatility, either up or down. I think it's going to be relatively flat. Yesterday, we saw a negative day. The Dow still managed to hit, have the best month they've had since 1987. That's pretty amazing. And still going strong. But I think the market's going to take a breather right now, as the evidence seems to be mounting and heating up and really undeniable. There was a special meeting of the legislature in Gettysburg yesterday in Pennsylvania, and watching one of the representatives, the state representatives, he was cheering. He said, finally, they decided. By the way, the legislation branch in Pennsylvania is controlled by Republicans. They finally are getting a backbone and are going to stand up and fight this. So that's very good news. But, you know, he was saying it's the first time they ever saw the evidence. They've been listening to the same media as everybody else. And they heard the evidence and they were blown away by what was going on. They didn't even know. So when you think about that, it is in and of itself pretty amazing. So that's good news. Hearings today in Pennsylvania. So be praying for that it goes as well as it did in Arizona yesterday. So not a lot in the markets. Again, we've got economic data coming out on Friday, unemployment numbers, private sector jobs. I don't think it's going to mean a whole lot. I don't think anything is going to mean a whole lot. So just hang in there. Let's stay calm. Let's stay true to our values and our beliefs, even in our investment strategy. I can't begin to tell you how many people panic and have panicked since this election, have gotten out of the markets and changed. And I wish more than anything else that all of those people, at least those that were believers, would have been partners of Financial Issues. And I believe they wouldn't have done that had they been. And I just thank God for the grace that he has allowed me, the wisdom that he's got to be giving me, because I got nothing on my own, as I've said many times. So let's keep praying, keep fighting, stay calm, just relax. Let's rest in his grip. Lean upon him and we'll be fine. I want to mention my Bible study on Friday mornings. I hate to do this to all of you, but it's going to be on Thursday morning. I can't do it Friday morning. I'm on the Huckabee Show Saturday night on the Huckabee Show, and for a moment probably, but nonetheless, on the Huckabee Show, and it records on Friday. So I've got to get a very early flight to Nashville. So Yvonne and I are leaving very early morning on Friday to get to the airport. So I won't be able to do my Bible study then, so I'm going to do it Thursday. So I apologize if you're one of those people. By the way, the phone number to get into the Bible study is on our resources tab in the website. You can do that. I remind all of you, I'm very, very excited. It's not a lot of money. If anybody wants to participate, man, let me know this morning. But we've got three small gifts that have come in that people said, we want to give you those as they are matched. So we're going to have a matching gift offer for the month of December. And today is Giving Tuesday. So I'll be talking about it on the air today. If you feel as though you want to make a gift to add to that matching gift pot to motivate others to give to the ministry, that would be a blessing. I thank you. The gift started with a donor who just said, look, it's not much, but I want to give this as a matching gift. You're doing so much for God's people. So what a blessing it was. So if you want to participate, you can do that. Anyway, it's Giving Tuesday. I sure hope that you can help us stay in the fight in so many ways that we are fighting and what we are doing. And I hope that you will be with us on all of that. I want to thank all of you for what you do. I sure appreciate your prayers. Keep praying for the ministry. Keep praying for us as we are coming under attack as usual, maybe a little bit more than usual, but it's okay. But pray for us. Sure would appreciate it. Pray for our health and our strength and our abilities to continue. Thank you all. Have a great day, and we'll see you in a little bit. God bless.